This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Michael Yon, michael.yon at locals.com, or michael_yon on his Twitter address. He attended in Panama City a press conference in which one of the things announced was that the Panama government was being asked to close the gap, or at least in some way diminish the flow of thousands of migrants coming through the Darien Gap, the 60-mile-wide triple-canopy jungle between Colombia and Panama, where Michael's been reporting for 3 years now. He's in Panama City right now, but we ask him what the press conference achieved, especially in light of what we see are tens of thousands of people behind the ones already in the gap. Good evening to you, Michael. What did they tell you they were going to do in Panama?
Oh, very interesting. You know, I cleared my schedule from some other things and flew back to Panama when I realized they were about to have a press conference about 4 days ago or so. And I went straight to Darien Gap for the press conference. And so the United States, and at the press conference, it was announced that the United States, Colombia, and Panama are working to do basically counter gang and counter cartel operations down the Darien Gap, which I can tell you with high confidence is just complete nonsense. I mean, if you look at, I've been doing this too long now, right? It's the same reports over and over and over. You can see, for instance, I think it was, Reuters. We were just looking at some reports from Reuters that just came out. One was about this conference I went to, as a matter of fact, and talking about how the, they're working so hard to reduce, the issues. But meanwhile, we look back at the same writer from Reuters in 2021 was making reports that have turned out to be completely false. I mean, so in other words, this is what's really happening in the Darien Gap. The flows are increasing substantially, like by leaps and bounds. It's the Panamanian government estimates in the first quarter of this year about 170,000 have come through. That's according to their estimate in the first quarter of this year, right? Now, that is about five times higher than it was the year before. Five times, right? So, I mean, this is exactly what I've been saying to you, John, on your show many times. It's doing nothing but increasing, even as other routes are formed. For instance, many of the people that used to go through Darien Gap are now, many of the groups will now bypass it and go to places, they'll just bypass it and go to Managua or even El Salvador, and many will go to Mexico. They'll just fly straight to Mexico like Cancun. And so they're not counted in these numbers. They're still coming into the United States, but they're not coming through the Darien Gap.
The Darien Gap, to my eyes, of a video that you sent me, what is it, about 10 days ago, is now dominated by big-shouldered young people, with some with children, some with not. I did not see a lot of Haitians, nor did I see what appeared to be a lot of Cubans. I saw people that probably were Colombians, perhaps Venezuelans, or perhaps from around the world. I didn't see a lot of Asians in the video I saw, but it was just one camp one afternoon. But there were clearly thousands of people, very orderly, camped out under the, the villagers there build their houses one level up from the mud and the creatures on the ground. So the camp was underneath the first level of the houses in the village. And there were hundreds of them stretching from across the landscape. The mud was everywhere. People were picking their way through the trash and the mud and the human waste. And there seemed to be no particular haste, but they were waiting for, I guess, to be transferred to the buses to go north. Is that what I saw, Michael?
That's right. There's multiple camps down in the Darien Gap. There's let's say, arguably four big ones. Two are way out in the jungle. One's called a village called Canamembrio. I've been there, a dozen times. And another one is called Bajo Chiquito. I've been there far more than a dozen times, maybe 20. And then there's another camp called Lajas Blancas and another one called San Vicente. Those are the four big ones that are down in the gap. Now they're or on the edge of the gap. And then there's a few other smaller ones out inside the gap, quite a few actually. And then up near the Costa Rican border as well. Did I tell you, by the way, about the Chinese that came through recently and drank the chicken blood? Did I tell you that?
You did tell me that story, but now you've told it again, and it's always worthwhile. What were they showing off? What was the ambition of the Chinese national to demonstrate that?
Well, they weren't really demonstrating it. They came into the Tennessee Hotel, which you're aware of. We've talked about that for the last 2.5 years, right?
Right.
Because I'm sometimes there, and now the Chinese are staying there after they make it through the Darien Gap. So six military Chinese males came in, and sometimes when I talk with you from Tennessee, you hear the chickens and the birds walking around. It's, you know, it's a birdie and chicken, just chickeny place, right? And these Chinese came in, and they negotiated a price for one of the chickens, and they chopped its head off, and they, you know, dripped its blood out into six little glasses, and the six men drank the chicken blood. So when I was told that story about 4 days ago or so, I immediately said, stop. And keeping in mind, as you know, I travel around the world a lot. I say it many times, but more than half of my life in about 90 countries and with a lot of different militaries. And so and one thing I haven't talked about much is I have studied cults. I even infiltrated a cult at one point years ago. And one of the things that, you know, whenever I hear a story like that, I say, stop, I need more details, because that alerted me to either a potential cult or maybe a special operations unit. So as soon as the person told me the story, I said, stop, let me get the video going. And I videoed, and I said, I'm going to put this on Twitter right now and crowdsource it. And so we put it on Twitter about, I don't know, 4 days ago. And instantly people said, hey, that's a PLA, the People's Liberation Army Special Forces. They call them jungle tigers. Actually will drink chicken blood just like that. And in fact, two videos that are now on my Twitter, one is of a PLA soldier, for instance, saying how they drink chicken blood, right? And so this is this alerted me, because I've seen things like this around the world, like Thai Special Forces, for instance, they'll chop off a cobra's head and drink the cobra blood, right? So this is just, the sorts of things that you see coming through. We've talked about this many times. It's clear that a lot of the people, the Chinese coming through, are some sort of military people, right? Or paramilitary people. It's crystal clear. Keeping in mind, I've spent years with various special operations forces around the world, including in a lot of combat and different wars. So for me, it's like my office. So when I hear things like this or see people like this, they leap out to me, right? And a lot of the people coming through the Darien Gap, not just Chinese, but often even Iranians. By the way, Iranians often, they'll go to a language school and they'll pretend to be, they'll learn Spanish. Instead of English, they'll learn Spanish because they can pass off as Spanish, right? Or let's say Hispanic, not Spanish, but you know what I'm saying. For instance, they can pass off that they've come from somewhere in South America, right? And so this is interesting because, you know, you'll see some of the spies or paramilitary types. They don't necessarily learn English, like I talked about Lushan Zhao recently on your show, one that we confirmed actually is a spy. And I interviewed him for an hour and a half right as he came out of the gap about 2 months ago. And his story completely checked out. Lushan Zhao said he was going to Florida. He bought a boat in the Bahamas for $5,000 from a Scotsman, ran out of gas on the way to Florida. The U.S. Coast Guard picked him up, he said, and returned him to Bahamas. The U.S. Coast Guard did, in fact, confirm. They did, in fact, pick him up on March 8th of this year. And anyway, long story short, much of his story completely checked out. Nothing turned out to be false. And so quite interesting. And that guy's obviously a spy. He's now disappeared. And we don't know where he's at. I haven't heard from him in about 3 weeks. But the bottom line is, this has become an infiltration route to the United States, the not just for Chinese, but obviously for various groups, whether it's Hezbollah or Lord knows who else.
Michael, at the press conference, did they mention where the migrants or where the people in the gap were coming from? Did they list the numbers? Did they emphasize this country or that country? Because one way to cut the flow would be to go to Colombia and say, cut it out.
One thing, you know, the Panamanians are, by the way, the Panamanian Center Front, which is, again, their sort of army, they're very super professional. They're Johnny on the spot. They're really squared away people. The Panamanian government does not want that. A lot of people in Panama are getting sick from the aliens coming through. And I mean, sick like malaria, that sort of sickness and waterborne illnesses and that sort of thing. And they're sick of many of the aliens coming through, especially Venezuelans who are sick.
Are they Venezuelan, Colombia? Is that, can you confirm where these big shouldered young men are coming from? I know they're not Asian and they're not Haitian. Where do they come from? Do you know?
The biggest group at current, keep in mind, these groups are constantly changing. A couple of years ago it was Cubans. Now it's Venezuelans. It's definitely Venezuelans.
Okay.
For sure. But not all. I mean, there's a lot of people coming from other places, but the big ones tend to be Venezuelans. In fact, just yesterday, three Venezuelans came up to me begging in the dairy. The Venezuelans beg like crazy. The Venezuelans beg for money. And even when they stay in the same hotel I stay at down there, and then the Chinese, they don't beg for money. They demand things. It's quite interesting because every different group has its own cultural habits, and it stands out in sharp relief when you're down in the gap.
All right. Now back to the press conference. At the end, they announce they're going to close the gap, contain the gap. What is it that they claim they're going to achieve?
It will not be closed. They said they're going to be going after the cartels and that sort of thing. But for instance, they killed three in Bora about 5 days ago or so. And in fact, in Bora Indians who apparently were robbing some of the aliens coming through, and special forces went out there.
They're not cartel. The Ambara, the indigenous people.
This gets to be, you know, what's a cartel? Like, you know, in the 2 years I spent in Afghanistan, if you ask me to define Taliban before I went in versus after I was there for 2 years, Taliban become very difficult to define. Likewise with cartel. At some point, you're like, okay, they don't have an ID that says I'm cartel. I think these three Embera who were killed, one was 20 years old, one was 22, and one was 23. I know what village they came from. Were they Colombian cartel? Definitely not. They're Panamanian Embera Indians, and they're from a village nearby, about 10 kilometers from Bayo Chiquito, further out in the jungle. Now, I was having dinner with Francisco Agape down in Darien Gap a few days ago, and actually last night again here in Panama City, and he is the mayor of 29 of the Embera and Munan Indian villages, and I asked him about the young men who were killed. And he said, yeah. And I asked, were the Embera angry with Center Front? He said, no, we're very sad. And in fact, when we had dinner down in Darien Gap a few nights ago, he said, actually, the waiter who's waiting on us in this restaurant is the cousin of one of the young men who was killed. And so he was actually serving our shrimp at dinner down in Darien Gap, actually the cousin of one of the young men who were killed. So now, this is a problem. When we brought Francisco Agape, the mayor of 29 of these villages, up to Washington, which was paid for by CIS, the Center for Immigration Studies, and he talked with about 10 different congressmen. I was with him when he did it, and we took him around to different congressmen, and they came to a conference with him as well. Francisco said one of the problems with this unfettered migration through the Darien Gap is his young men don't want to learn how to farm anymore. They don't want to learn how to be Embera Indians anymore because they can make so much money robbing the migrants as they come through, robbing and raping and killing, right? He says, I'm losing control of my young men. They used to be such good young men, and now they're like, you know, it's call of the wild. It's jungle law out there. And so we've created these conditions where they're making so much money. Like a lot of the Embera want to shut it down because it's destroying their culture. And at the same time, they're making money.
The Center Front, we'll leave it here. The Center Front are capable of shutting it down. Are they going to?
No, they're not. Yes, they are capable of shutting it down. No, they're not going to because the United States wants to keep it open. Now, the United States openly says that we want to close it. That's an absolute lie. It's a complete lie. Southcom, which, you know, Southern Command is involved in helping keep these things going. The UN is neck deep in it. The United States is absolutely lying. It's easy to shut down. During the pandemic, it was shut down, locked tight. this whole country was locked down like North Korea during the pandemic, right? Nobody got through the gap during the pandemic. Right, right. And now it's just wide open again, and everybody's claiming we can't shut it. And I'm like, yes, you can. You shut it in the pandemic. You turned it off like a water faucet during the pandemic.
Michael Yan. It's michael.yan/locals.com or michael_yan at Twitter to follow Michael's reporting. He's in Panama City. The Darien Gap is the road north for people of limited means. But as Michael says, there are other routes opening up. The flow towards the American border continues, unabated to my understanding. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.